In this bulletin, another woman makes allegations against the Liberal Party. Britain's finance minister says the UK's economy is strong enough to leave the EU with no deal. And in cricket, Steve Smith rescues Australia from a batting collapse on day one of the Ashes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A total of three women have now come forward accusing the Liberal Party of not doing enough to act on their allegations of sexual assault. A young woman known only as Kat says a fellow member of the WA Young Liberals spread malicious rumours about her after she refused to have a sexual relationship with him. She has spoken out after hearing the stories of two former Liberal staffers who claimed the party didn't follow up their allegations. One of those women, Danielle Marnie, spoke to SBS and says there needs to be a change within the Liberal Party to ensure all members are protected from assault and supported if they're victims.
Do you realise you'll be destroying the perpetrator's life if you speak up about this? Do you not care about fairness for him? A senior woman said to me, the incidents that occur between party members are just not the party's concern.
If this story has raised issues for you or someone you know, you can get support from the National Sexual Assault Domestic Violence Counselling Service, 1800 737 732 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says two legal challenges against his election victory are malicious and pathetic. Mr. Frydenberg is facing two High Court challenges over his victory in the seat of Kooyong. One involves Chinese language posters displayed at polling booths, while the other claims Mr. Frydenberg is entitled to Hungarian citizenship and is therefore not eligible to sit in Parliament. Mr. Frydenberg says he's not concerned about the challenges.
These are very malicious and pathetic attacks from sore losers who can't accept the will of the people of Kooyong.
Britain's finance minister, Sajid Javid, is confident the UK's economy is strong enough to leave the European Union without a deal. His comments come as the Bank of England warned the country's short-term economic growth was being impacted by fears of a no-deal Brexit. The British pound has also fallen in recent weeks, with a 7% drop in its value against the euro since May. Mr. Javid says Britain's economy will be better off in the long term for leaving the EU with or without a deal.
Since I have arrived at the Treasury, I have turbocharged our preparations, both at the Treasury and helping across government, to prepare for no deal. Not because we want it, but we have to be prepared because we will be leaving on October the 31st. And today I've announced an allocation of £2.1 billion across different government departments to make sure we are properly prepared to leave with no deal if that's what happens.
Friends and family of an Australian tourist murdered in a remote region of Canada are gathering to say their goodbyes at a memorial service in Sydney. 23-year-old Lucas Fowler and his American girlfriend, China Dees, were shot dead more than 2 weeks ago on a British Columbia highway. The manhunt for their suspected killers has been scaled back after the Royal Canadian Mounted Police spent 8 days searching the town of Gillam and surrounding wilderness in central Canada. Thousands of people have been evacuated from a town in England after a reservoir wall collapsed and washed away because of heavy rainfall. Engineers have been pumping water out of the Todbrook Reservoir because if it bursts, it could swamp the town of Whaley Bridge in Derbyshire. Police have started moving the town's residents to a local school. The Todbrook Reservoir was built in the 1830s and partially rebuilt in the 1980s. The federal government says it's developing a $2 million national language strategy to improve the teaching of Indigenous and foreign languages. Officials will now look at how languages are being taught in schools and the materials being used. The announcement comes ahead of the Garma Festival in Arnhem Land region of the Northern Territory. Education Minister Dan Tehan says it's an important step during the United Nations Year of Indigenous Languages. To cricket, Steve Smith has rescued Australia from a batting collapse on day one of the Ashes at Edgbaston by notching up 144 runs and taking Australia to a total of 284 runs at stumps. The Australians had crumbled to 8 for 122 before Smith came to the pitch. Smith faced jeers from the English crowd because of his role in the ball tampering scandal. England reached none for 10 at stumps, surviving 2 overs. And now looking at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 24. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Melbourne, a possible morning shower, 14. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13. Canberra, light early frost, 15. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, partly cloudy and 19. Newcastle, showers, 19. Brisbane, a shower or two, 22. Cairns, similar conditions, 25. And Darwin, sunny, 31. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.